Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working at a Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to our long-haul truckers out there. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't communicate with us any other way, you can send us a message off that website and we'll get it and take a look at it during the show when I can get to it. But the easiest way to get a hold of us is either to call the show at 877-969-8600 or to send us a Facebook message at the Captain's Group. Now, joining us from California IA, out there, the land of milk and honey, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello. Good morning, Kyle. And it's the Monday morning bar crowd stepping outside to give you your salute from next door.
I do love it.
Yeah, we got the hotel over there with the bars, so they step outside to let you know that they're there. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. And our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values a long time ago. You know, I'm watching this woman yesterday on, I think it was Fox News Sunday, Cecilia Rouse was her name. She's the chairwoman of the Council of Economic Advisors. And she's talking about all this money and what it's going for and how it's going to help our infrastructure. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, there must be a problem with my definition of infrastructure, because most of the stuff she was talking about has nothing to do with buildings or roads or bridges.
Well, that's because, Captain, the Democrat Party elite have decided that they can redefine words in the English language to be pretty much whatever they want them to be, especially when the word is infrastructure. The infrastructure, as you said, I mean, that traditionally means roads, bridges, other forms
federal buildings, doing buildings, that sort of thing. Yep.
Exactly. And I'll tell you this. If the bill would be about those things, there would be a very good, strong likelihood that they would get strong bipartisan support to do these kinds of things. However, if they continue to make it everything but, because as we know, about only 20% in the proposed bill of the money goes to actually fixing roads and bridges and the like. So again, the Democrats want to shore up their own political fortunes by helping out public service unions and things like that.
Now, I've known about boats for years and years, big ships, little ships, small boats, speed boats.
hauling people and drugs in from all around the different parts of Central and South America and Mexico and coming into the Gulf and coming up along the coast of the coast, Pacific Ocean and whatnot, Coast Guard being out there intercepting folks. How on earth did this boat yesterday, with about 30 people on board, smuggling them into the U.S. coming up the Mexican coastline towards San Diego, how on earth did that boat get by anybody?
Well, that's a very good question, Captain. And right now at this hour, authorities have the captain of that boat in custody. Of course, he'll more than likely, we believe, be charged with smuggling. As you said, there are about 30 people on this boat. At least three people we know have died. I've seen one other report that said four. Again, this was a very dramatic scene at a place called Point Loma. Now, this is in San Diego. It's really just right across the way. It's a little bit west of Coronado Island. That gives you some perspective there. It's a little south of SeaWorld there. In San Diego, and suddenly you had the boat literally breaking up on a reef and just coming apart into tiny little pieces as the people went into the water. The water would have been also probably about 60 degrees or so, we understand, so very cold water to get in. The conditions aboard the boat, of course, were likely very bad. All the people huddled together, no real safety equipment to speak of. One of the local officials simply saying the smugglers look at these people as, quote, just commodities. What a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, it's my understanding there were people along the beach watching this, and they jumped into the water to try to save some of these people.
They did, as a matter of fact. They did. And then, of course, also other authorities responded, Coast Guard that were nearby and so forth. But it was about a 40-foot boat, we understand, that came apart. And this is not the first time, of course, that smuggling has been done like this. But this one particularly had a very, very tragic end.
No, it's quite common. And when you see the big boats leaving the Gulf of Mexico towards the Caribbean and towards South America, you always wonder, you know, what it is they're doing and what it is they're going to be doing when they come back.
Well, exactly right. And you can imagine, too, that the people that were on that boat either paid a very big sum of money to do this, or they may have been headed for indentured servitude, which is, again, more and more common. We're hearing about people being brought to this country by the coyotes at the border, for example. So, again, a very, very sad story today.
Yeah, and you people across parts of the South, you need to be paying attention to the weather tonight. We've got some tornadoes skipping around, have been since just about late afternoon and early evening. So pay attention. You may have a warning going off in some of your areas. We'll tell you about it when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team to put together that great product. Now it's part of an integrated health plan that I use every day, twice a day, once when I get up and then once again around midnight. And it takes care of the problems that I have. For the most part, 99% of the time, Relief Factor, of course, is the preferred plan for many of us out there, tens of thousands of us that have found out what it does because of the ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes to lower and even eliminate pain associated with things like rheumatism, arthritis, bursitis, everyday living and activity. And it happens to also target the underlying problem areas from four of the different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain right at the source. Now, number one, it's drug-free. That's the best part. Number two, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which helps your body to heal. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, comes in convenient individual packets, and for only $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start and see how it will work for you. You'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not this product's going to be your savior, as it has been to tens of thousands of other people that have signed up for it. Now, relieffactor.com/captain gets you the product, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll also see some other tutorials there, videos and whatnot that you can take a look at to explain more to you about Relief Factor and what it is they do and how they can help you with other problems. But 3-week quick start is only $19.95 by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. And thank you for all your support and all the people that have gone over there and gotten the product. I've gotten a number of emails back from people telling me, thank you so much for telling them about the product. All right, over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kyle, you have a statement to read about this tornado situation in Mississippi.
That's right, Captain. We are tracking several issues tonight, tornado-related, in the state of Mississippi, namely in the Tupelo area, as a dangerous and destructive tornado had touched down there earlier on Sunday night, we believe about 3 hours ago or so from right now. They are still assessing damage. The mayor there is telling people don't go out, don't go driving out somewhere. They say it's dangerous. There were reports of power lines on the roads. And so forth. And so, again, very dangerous and destructive tornado that touched down there. Also, the town of Calhoun City, this is about 50 miles southwest of Tupelo, they also had a pretty big tornado, we understand. This is all part of the same storms, the line of storms that are coming through there. And then also, it looks like Yazoo City, this is about 170 miles southwest of Tupelo, they also had another damaging tornado that was there as well. We don't have any reports yet of injuries, which is good, but we do understand that several businesses are impacted, trees on vehicles, light poles snapped off, these kinds of things in these big, massive tornadoes. But this shows, Captain, that this is covering a very large swath of the state of Mississippi tonight.
Do you know who lived in Yazoo City, Mississippi?
Who's that?
Jerry Clower.
Really?
The Reverend Jerry Clower.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and Marcel Ledbetter. I'm going to have to find one of their little parodies and play it one night. All right, well, let's talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is confused, dazed and confused. I think that's a fair assumption, right?
I think so.
And he's sending mixed signals about the mask because he says it's his patriotic responsibility to wear a mask, which is actually going against the CDC rules when you're outdoors.
Well, it sure is. And again, this is all a bunch of virtue signaling, I guess, or trying to simply signal that, you know, hey, we're all supposed to wear a mask. But wait a minute. As you said, the CDC has said, look, if you're outdoors, you've been fully vaccinated. Now, of course, they do have the caveat, unless you're in a big crowd. But again, there's still mixed messages with this because people out there, by and large, think that if your vaccination means that you're vaccinated, you know.
But if you're in a big crowd that's been vaccinated, you don't have any problem.
Well, that's right. So suddenly big crowds are dangerous because why, if everybody's vaccinated? That's a good question. And they need to be more clear about this. But, of course, now we understand that one of President Biden's top White House advisors is saying that he just wears a mask outside because it's his habit to do so.
His chief of staff said that.
Yeah, I mean, what is, you know, again, this is a very, very strange kind of a thing. But again, it's the mixed messaging that they are giving. Number one, Captain, I think, actually hurts the numbers of people who would go to get vaccinated, because we keep hearing in all these reports that the number of vaccinations are going down, or the call for vaccinations is going down, because for some reason and I think part of that has to do with people say, look, if I get vaccinated, what changes? Really nothing, according to what appears to be the message from Joe Biden.
By the way, changing subjects, and before I go on to something else about Joe Biden, Governor Cuomo has now had a number of women come to his defense and talk about what a gentleman he is and he's been, and they never had any problems with him and this, that, and the other. Now, there are two things that these women share in common with each other. Do you know what they are?
What's that?
Number one, most of them gave an average of $500 or more as a campaign contribution to the governor. That's number one. And number two, many of them are currently working or have worked recently for the governor and either been promoted and gone on to other things, or because of their job there, they got a better job.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a story we've kind of heard before on, you know, this kind of a thing. But again, you know, part of the governor's strategy here has been, I think, to try to wait this thing out. And it goes against everything we've ever heard from any Democrat whenever there have been these kinds of serious allegations that seem to be shared by several different women. But again, this may be just one other salvo in the public relations war that he's fighting on this.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to Joe Biden. The border surge is not Biden's fault, despite lifting the restrictions So says the White House chief of staff. Well, tell that to the governor of Texas, who says that it's costing his state millions of dollars to keep the border safe because the feds can't.
Well, of course. Well, that's right. I mean, and if we had the media reporting on this honestly and doing it in a systematic fashion, you wouldn't be able to make these kinds of statements from the White House or from the federal government, because it would be so obvious, which it is very obvious to so many people. But again, the messaging that the Biden administration gave, also the reversing of these different policies that the Trump administration had in place, we didn't see this kind of crisis under Donald Trump. We're seeing it now specifically because the Biden, who's ever calling the shots here, has reversed all these policies and sent the wrong message.
And this Cynthia Rouse that I was telling you about came out yesterday. I forget what show she was on, but she came out yesterday and she talked about the Biden administration wants to tout a tax pitch for the world to make all the taxes of the world about equal, so everyone pays their fair share. But so far, it's not going very far.
Well, no. And what she's talking about is a thing called a global minimum tax. And what happens then is that you're still going to tax the companies on their profits, even if those profits, I think, were being made outside the country or they took their business outside the country, this kind of thing. And so it's, again, this idea of they're going to pay their fair share, because that's really the message. Bad companies don't pay their fair share, evidently. But I do think, Captain, that we could reverse that message, and maybe it should be. Maybe the question to the federal government should be, or to taxpayers, is the federal government taking more than its fair share from you? I mean, that might be an uncomfortable question for the White House press secretary.
Now, I heard a story talked about yesterday and then denied by the our State Department, but the U.S. has apparently agreed in principle, along with a couple of other players in the game that have prisoners in Iran, to pay $7 billion to get their prisoners back that are being kept against their will, I might add, in Iran. Now, when I first heard this, you know what my first thought went to?
What's that?
John Kerry.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But, yeah, this has to do with frozen assets of about $7 billion that would be released for the Iranians. Now, the U.S. government is denying that this is really happening. But this came out earlier, and we're still trying to find out more about it.
Well, the State Department, our State Department, is saying it didn't happen, and the Iranian State Department is saying it's not only happening, it's an ongoing negotiation. They actually want more money.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break, so take it away, Ronnie.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department is denying reports of a prisoner swap with Iran. State Department spokesman Ned Price denied that any deal had been reached in a statement on Sunday, saying that the State Department would continue to work for the release of Americans detained in Iran. Iranian State TV announced Sunday that a deal had been reached for the release of 4 Americans in exchange for billions of dollars. And the White House says that it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccine to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that had built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Ms. Professional Broadcast Lady by the name of Kathy Curtis. Does a bang-up job on that. Thanks so very much. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they have been insuring people for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your happy, like-spirited, friendly talk radio host, the Captain. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, can give you a rate quote for whatever it is you're driving, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you commute on an ATV, who knows. But whatever you're driving, they can cover it for you. And if you bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, you'll save a boatload of money, too. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. It all starts there. And either tell them you want to speak to your local agent, they'll give you the information for that, or get yourself a quote right there while you're there, and then you'll know what I already know, and that is that they save me money, and I've been with them for going on about 17 and a half, almost 18 years now. And I found out about them early on, and I do check them to make sure I'm getting the best deal there, and I am. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And joining us again, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you find out anything about that shooting in Ohio?
Yes, we have. It's a very strange sort of beginning to this, insofar as that authorities and the police that went to the scene, they were having some trouble getting people to tell them exactly what happened. They've only got about two witnesses, evidently, that were able to describe what happened. The shooter actually left the establishment before the authorities arrived. Now, again, this happened in Columbus, Ohio. It was a place called the Park Street Cantina. Happened a little before 6:45 p.m. Two men and one woman were injured, we understand. They don't have life-threatening injuries, so that's good to report. They're expected to make to survive, make a full recovery. But again, they don't have any good information yet about this shooter, who appeared to be a male, came in, shot several times inside the restaurant, and then left. So again, a developing story, but that's what we know at this hour.
Yeah, I understand he was looking for somebody and they weren't there, and he just shot the place up anyway.
Mm-hmm. It could very well be. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a report from our Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, and Blinken is saying, that's kind of a winking, blinking, and nod. Blinken is saying that China thinks it should be the dominant country in the world. You know, I've heard that before. You know where I heard it?
Where's that?
Mike Pompeo, when he was Secretary of State.
Yeah, well, and they are both correct. That's exactly, I think, what the Chinese government truly believes. This goes to the philosophy of Xi Jinping. It goes to the general philosophy, the idea that China should, in fact, dominate other countries and call the shots. In recent times, we've heard about the philosophy of President Xi, even it goes insofar as that the Chinese government rejects the idea of going way back in the history of this thing called the Treaty of Westphalia, which helped to define the sovereignty of nations, that they may not agree with that general premise. So, I mean, that's pretty important stuff.
Now, the widow of a Texas congressman who died while in office, Susan Wright of Texas, has won her primary runoff with other candidates to go up against the Republican that had previously gotten the most votes. So two Republicans are voting against no Democrats running for a seat that only one can win in Texas. I believe it's the second district of Texas.
I think it's the sixth district, I believe,
okay.
For Susan Wright. Yeah. But yes, that's right. So they'll, I think as of earlier on Sunday, they hadn't determined the other opponent who that might be. But yes, they'll advance to the runoff election. So that's a very important development.
Well, the other opponent had already won the required percentage to be there. So they had already been, that person's already determined.
It was, oh, okay, good.
It was who was going to run against that person. And now it's going to be Susan Rice, who, by the way, has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump.
Right, yeah. So, again, yeah, she's running in the place of, I believe, her husband, who I think died of COVID complications, yeah.
Now, Hillary Clinton has once again come out and warned of huge consequences over the pullout from Afghanistan. And what she's citing are the women and the girls that have been westernized, and that the Taliban are going to have no part of that, and more than likely they will kill them. They won't just tell them, okay, you got to put the burqa back on, this, that, and the other. No, they've been westernized. They got to go.
Yes, this is going to be, unfortunately, something we may see unfold in that very fashion. And so in terms of what President Biden's policy is and the fact that he's telegraphed it, obviously, to be for the anniversary of 9/11, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, all this just doesn't add up very well, unfortunately. And I believe Condoleezza Rice also has voiced her very strong concerns about what will happen here. So, again, are we going to see prominent Democrats, for example, blaming Joe Biden for a misguided policy, or how will they stack up here? We'll see. But the issue is very, very real. The people you're talking about are real people. They're going to be really affected by this.
How would you like to ask Kamala Harris what she thinks?
I would think it would be very, very interesting if the intrepid mainstream media folks would run over there and say, do you support this policy? Is this what you would do as president? And why or why not? I think it's a great question.
Yeah. because I'd like to know what her answer is, because you've got to understand what's going to take place. So if we aren't getting those people out, and we're not, then what do we think is going to happen?
Well, exactly. And we're simply, I remember when President Trump wanted to pull troops, I believe, out of Syria, and then we were worried about the Kurds, and there was a lot of blowback onto the president for that. But in this particular case,
well, if you remember right, the Iraqis went in and gassed the Kurds. They fired artillery barrages with gas in them.
That's right. That's right.
Saddam Hussein.
That's right. But in this particular case, we see this coming. You know, we can make a fairly good prediction about this, most unfortunately. I think it would be, why isn't the president being held to any other account on this? As you said, would there be any plan to make sure that people who didn't want to live under the brutal rule of the Taliban or be taken out by them, what are we going to do?
Yeah, and somebody was challenging me about the Saddam Hussein. Originally, Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. He used them in his artillery shells. He fired artillery weapons at the Kurds, the Kurds of Kurdistan. The second time it was done by the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, and his troops when they did the same thing, fired artillery at the Kurdish folks. And it was confirmed. There's no denying it. And then Assad tried to say, Bashar al-Assad, he tried to say, I don't know anything about it. We must have had some rebel troops. We will check. We will see. Yeah, sure.
Was that, correct me if I'm wrong, was that Obama's red line that he crossed?
Yeah, there's a red line.
And then Obama did exactly zero about that, I think?
That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, one in two people globally have lost income due to the pandemic, according to the latest Gallup poll. I would have thought it might have been more.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, one might think. Everybody knows somebody, Captain, that either lost their job or lost their business. Or almost, I mean, came to with a razor-thin margin of losing their business, or have gone into debt, or had to go get the PPP loan or whatever and do all these things and struggle in order to survive the shutdowns.
And D. Roy Murdoch, not to be confused with Leroy Murdoch, has said that Joe Biden's Jim Eagle versus Jim Crow, and the Democrats are getting to see what's going on. It's profoundly wrong on the race issues to keep mentioning the Jim Crow stuff.
Well, exactly. But the reason why they mention it is to exacerbate the situation. Again, to make people believe the idea that America is a systemically racist country. This is never going to get better. We are always going to have this, and only we as the Democrats can even try to fix this for you. But it's just there to get people scared.
So who's believing that?
Well, I do think that. Well, it's the message that's coming through the media in so many different ways. And but then you hear like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden trying to talk around the subject of, is America a racist country? And then they'll use these terminologies like systematically racist, whatever that means.
Okay, folks, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got some great music lined up for you tonight, too. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and we're going to tell you what the weather's like and whether or not you need a coat up there in, I don't know, Michigan. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate you very, very much. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road. It's Tad Bent from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hooah goes out there tonight to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, and thanks so very much for tuning in and chiming in, you guys and gals that are there. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, where if you pull on in there right now and say, hey, man, I've been listening to the captain on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he told me if I pull in here, I'd get me a free hot cup of coffee, and you will. And then when you do that, if you're not already a member of the Truckers Club, become a member of the Truckers Club. And not only will you get that coffee, but you'll get points on the fuel you buy. You'll also get points on the food you buy. And you'll also get points on the supplies you buy in the Truckers store. And they can all be used later on down the road to either save you some money for some really great gifts for Christmas or choose something out of their catalog. Well, we're going to start out with a little rock and roll back about 20 years ago or so from Foreigner. Remember them? Foreigner.
I don't know if it's real. It's been a long
it that requested that song to be played?
I'll never tell.
You'll never tell?
I'll never tell.
Well, then I'm going to tell. It was you. You thought I might want to play that song because it might be worth playing. Well, yeah, it's a little different. I even forgot all about it myself. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's okay by me. By the way, we're going to have a Foreigner night tonight, aren't we?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that one came from 1979, that was definitely a big hit for them way back then, and we've got another great one coming up next hour.
And what were you thinking about in 1979?
What was I thinking about? good question. Getting
not much.
Not much. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to take a look at the weather, and I'll start out reading a statement, and then we'll go from there before we get into what's going on down in the south. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rains with damaging gusts of wind, large hail, and a few tornadoes are bouncing around the south right now. A flash flooding watch and warning goes across parts of the southern plains into the middle Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys today. And we've already had some bad weather to speak of late last night and early into this morning. We don't know if we'll see any more of it, but Mississippi seems to be where it seems to be going on right now. But, Kyle, you take us out west.
Well, Captain, we're going to start in Colorado tonight, right around Fort Collins and, of course, Denver, down towards Colorado Springs and also west of Colorado Springs and Denver, and down into part of the southwest part of Colorado. We've got winter storm warnings tonight and around Denver. In that area, we're going to see heavy snow in parts of the area there. Total snow accumulation 7 to 14 inches possible, with the heaviest amount going to be dropped along just east of the Continental Divide and a little bit less on the west side of the Divide. So you've got that going tonight in Colorado that stretches up into the Cheyenne and Laramie areas. Also in western Wyoming tonight, we also have a winter weather advisory. This is going to be just west of U.S. Highway 26. If you're in the Dubois or Fort Wasaki areas, this is going to be west of you, another winter weather advisory with snow possible, or heavy snow, I should say, possible as well. Down in New Mexico, we do have wind advisories in southern New Mexico. This is going to be in the Alamogordo area. Wind advisory also in the Carlsbad area of New Mexico. Southern California wind advisory, this is going to be east of San Diego. Wind advisory north of L.A., that was actually winding down a little bit, but they put it back up again, so you still may have some of that wind out there near Edwards Air Force Base in the Lancaster area.
Well, let me see. We've got a little bit of a problem in Ruidoso, New Mexico, and on down into Texas with some winds that are there. Could also be the possibility of a few thunderstorms kicking up, as there is an element that could produce that. But when we're looking at Texas tonight, we have to look at down below Austin, down 35, headed towards Laredo. We have an area of some pretty thick cloudiness. It's not just a little bit of fog that's in there. It's also some poor air quality that's going on there. For some reason, some air stagnation in that area of the country right now. And then along the Gulf, from about Houston and on down towards Galveston, kind of spotty. There is rain. There are flood watches. There are flood warnings. There will be some rain across almost all the way to New Orleans tonight. And then we have gale warnings that are posted. Wind gusts up to 35, 40 miles an hour all the way into Navarre, Florida, from about New Orleans. And then moving up the line in Kansas tonight, the central part of Kansas coming out of Oklahoma, up 35, you're going to have some windy conditions there with a possibility for possibly some more thunderstorms, could be severe or damaging later on as the night and the and daylight approaches when we get into the daylight warming. It's pretty warm and humid out there in some of those areas tonight, so a lot of things could be happening. And then in southern Nebraska, you've had some rain. You've got some flood watches and warnings there, as well as the possibility of a thunderstorm. And then moving on over into the central part of Wisconsin tonight, we have some unsettled weather there where we could see some rain and some windy conditions as well. Conditions are ripe there for a few thunderstorms along the way. And we also could see more of the same moving right across I-10 through Florida, parts of Florida, especially the northern part of Florida, I-20, That'll be pretty much the line, the I-20 line going across into Georgia. You want to be on your heads and toes there today and be paying close attention to the weather, as there's going to be some severe weather bouncing around, Kyle.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. Tell us about the Flying J.
Well, folks, as you heard the captain say, you can pull on in, tell him that you're listening to the captain's program and get that free cup of coffee. And we think that you'll agree that it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. Also,
when you need one, it is.
When you need one, it sure is. And, of course, they've also got the Drivers Club, and they have the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that for your iPhone or for your Android device as well. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, check out the food. Whatever you're craving out there on the road, chances are they've got something that you're really going to like. How about a Denny's or maybe a Huddle House in some cases? Also, they might have a Wendy's there when you pull in. So they're going to have something that you really, really like. And RVers, they have something for you, too, as well. They have special fueling lanes. You got your sanitary RV dump, overnight parking. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. Find the location nearest you.
Yeah, it all works for me, and it'll work for you, too, if you go there and tell them the captain sent you. Make sure you get yourself that free hot cup of coffee, and don't forget. Take it one step further. Become a member of the Drivers Club, and RVers, become a member of the RV Club, too. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take it into hour number two. We're watching the news and the headlines out there, so you don't have to. And we'll be telling you what's going on when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.